fastball command is just the biggest issue. You know, his secondary pitches, his changeup was good tonight, but you know, end of the day, I think the walks, the hit by pitch, you know, and just the inability to really locate fastball, you know, where he wants to throw it. And when you get behind and have to go middle, it you know, you end up paying the price.
You talked pretty just about how he has stuff, but he just needs to be able to use it inside the strike zone. Is there a way to encourage that, or a way that maybe you kind of try to get a guy to be more confident on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at his history last year, he didn't have command issues. And, you know, for whatever reason right now, he's struggling with that. I think there's, you know, maybe a bit of lack of confidence for him. You know, you got to the big leagues and, you know, it hasn't been easy, obviously. And when you don't have success here as a younger player, I think you put more pressure on yourself and you begin to press. And I think we're seeing a little bit of that with him right now. So, you know, hopefully, you know, he'll go back to Vegas and focus on getting that confidence back and being able to, you know, command his fastball up and down in his zone.
Yeah, well, this game, it seems a lot like the last game. He had a big inning also, but he recovers and at least he gives you five innings.
Yeah.
More or less, so this, it seems like the stuff is there. How do you teach a youngster, you know, how not to get into those big innings?
Well, I don't know if you can teach it. I think, you know, once it starts to spiral, you know, it happens quickly. And obviously, you know, you've got some really good professional hitters, three MVPs in a row. And, you know, when they see a pitcher struggling, they're going to take advantage of that. And, you know, for Adam, again, as you talked about, he did give us five innings, you know, in the back end of a doubleheader. You know, he helped a pin out there, you know, and so that's one positive we can take away from tonight.
And the other thing, you know, what impressed you the most of the Angels leadoff hitter? He's got about 9 home runs and 21 RBIs on May 15th.
Yeah, he's definitely swinging the bat very well. You know, I've watched him play now for a few years, and he's just gotten better and better. So he's having a great season. He's sitting in front of Mike, and you know, from that standpoint, you've got to attack him, and he's taking advantage of that right now. He's definitely you know, one of the top hitters in the league. And I think I saw something in the notes that his OPS plus was higher than Mike's. So you know, he's having a great year right now.
Luis Barrera reaches base 3 times. That perhaps some carryover effect from the walk-off.
Yeah, you know, great day for him. another nice game. Good to see him get back on the line. You know, I kind of joked with him before the game, like, hey, you're not a home run hitter. Just because you hit one home run doesn't mean you're a home run hitter. So he had great at-bats this game too. So it's a good sign. It's good to see him building his confidence. And he's always been talked about as a player that could come here and really, you know, contribute to this team's success. And, you know, I'm happy for him that he's feeling more comfortable. And that takes time as well. So.
It's pretty tough to manage, I guess, Ohtani. You're not going to see him on the mound, but it's pretty frustrating at bat knowing, you know, there's not maybe one way to pitch that guy.
You know, I mean, you know, he hit the home run, hit the double. But overall, I think, you know, we've pitched him pretty well. Again, you look at that lineup and you navigate through it. Ward's having a tremendous year, and then you go through 3 MVPs with Trout, with Ohtani, and with Rendon. So, but I think overall, up until, you know, this game, we've done a good job at managing that lineup, and our staff has done a good job of getting out. So, it just didn't go our way tonight.
They've had these guys in the past but didn't win. What do you think the difference is for them this year?
Well, I don't think they've had them all in the lineup for an extended amount of time, you know, these previous seasons. So, you know, they were without Trout last year. They were without Rendon last year. So, you know, there are other players in terms of Ward, in terms of Walsh, in terms of Marsh. Those young kids have now come up, and they're really also contributing. So, you know, ultimately, I was overall today we won one, and it was exciting. It's tough to win 2 games in a day, We did that in Detroit where we split. So, you know, at the end of the day, we look forward to trying to get a chance to split tomorrow.
All righty.
Thank you.
Yeah, guys.
All right.